I'm Philip Sampapier, the teacher here. Today's date is 05/22/2023. Dictation is for Miss Kiana Cross. Kiana spells K-E-I-N-N-A. Cross spells C-R-O-S-S. Date of birth is 03/12/1995. 28-year-old female here for physical exam and to establish primary care period. A patient stated that she has been she has no primary care provider and is here to establish primary care. Next paragraph, review of system. She reports of intermittent headache. She says she has no headache today, but usually gets a headache whenever she goes to work. She said her job is very stressful and is requesting some time off from her job period. Next paragraph, she denies nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. She denies blurred vision or double vision. Next paragraph, she denies trauma, denies neck pain, denies stiff neck. Next paragraph, denies abdominal pain, denies nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, denies problems urination or painful urination, denies frequent urination, period. Status last period was approximately 14 days ago. I was scant, period. She however reports no pelvic pain, vaginal discharge, or bleeding, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Is none. Past surgical history. Is none. Social history. Denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph. Medication, none. Next paragraph. Allergies, none. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's a low-to-oriented obese young lady. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat 99%, room air blood pressure is 116/77, pulse 66, respiration 18, temperature 97.4, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regulator rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or sinusitis, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no ontologic gait, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen is distended, secondary to obesity, no rebound, no guarding, normal bowel songs, period, no organomegaly, no rigidity, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bolli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2 to 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is a physical examination, assessment number 2 is a headache. Next paragraph, today we did a urine pregnancy test, which is negative. Next line, she was sent for a CT scan of the brain. CT scan of the brain revealed no acute or chronic processes. Next paragraph. Patient was offered, the following labs were also done today: CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, T3, T4, TSH, vitamin D. This is assess electrolytes abnormalities, cholesterol abnormalities, glucose abnormalities that could contribute to her headache, period. She was also offered an ultrasound of her vasculatures, her abdomen, pelvic. And thyroid. She stated that she has something to do. She cannot get it done today. She will return tomorrow to get this study done, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. She was strongly encouraged to return so we can do the ultrasound and put findings together to see if we can figure out what's causing her headache. She's also requesting time off from work because she said her job is stressful. On her return, I will review her labs. Our CT scan is already read by a radiologist and revealed no significant abnormalities. Based on our labs, I would consider time off from work to address any abnormality that may need the attention of a specialist. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.